Dr. Hauser, on September 5th, you released a statement responding to the Trump administration's ending of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program. Briefly talk about CMC's position on this.
As president, you know, it's my responsibility to provide for the welfare of the college and its students, and I would do that for any group of students that was potentially harmed and their access to college was somehow compromised. And, you know, I'm speaking out certainly on this issue because the end of DACA would harm CMC students. We believe we have several hundred what are called or referred to as dreamers at the college. We are an immigration blind, open access, everyone is welcome institution. And for students who are referred to as dreamers under DACA, they are not criminals because of any action they have taken. And in fact, they follow the rules, they filled out the paperwork, they enrolled in this program, and may as a result be prosecuted because of who they are and where their families came from. And we very much feel as an open access institution and as a college that serves our communities, these are also students that we need to speak out on behalf of them and their families. So we released a statement. It's on our website. We've done everything we can to at least be engaged and to make sure that all of our campuses continue to be inviting, inclusive, and tolerant places for every student, regardless of their background, their walk of life, or their zip code, or their heritage. That's our obligation. And as president, it was important to indicate that and also to say that we're not alone. I was with all of the other college presidents yesterday down in Denver. Many of the governing board members, the governor and the Department of Higher Education launched its next five-year strategic plan, and we all recognize that this affects us and affects Colorado. We have hundreds of thousands of students that potentially are impacted by this, and we want to make sure that we're a leader and continue to be a tolerant and inclusive state, and these students are very much part of our community, just as any other student is part of our community.
You mentioned in your statement that undocumented students in our region can enroll and study at CMC under something called the Asset Law. What is the Asset Law, and how would that work for a potential CMC student?
It essentially is Colorado's version of a dream kind of concept. And it essentially says, I won't get it exactly right, but certainly can provide this to you, you know, at a later time. But if you graduated from a Colorado high school, if you can establish that you have been in a community and in that high school for a certain number of years, you graduate in good standing, then you are eligible to enroll in college in Colorado under this provision. So Colorado still, regardless of what happens at the federal level, has the asset legislation in place. So while we recognize that on a federal level and from an immigration standpoint, immigration law standpoint, you know, this is where we need to sort of step up and say, we also want to be advocating at the federal level. We want to be speaking to our congressional delegation. We want to be part of this conversation. Colorado on its own, and Colorado isn't alone, there's a number of other states that have done something similar, has recognized that students and families are part of our communities. They, you know, public education up to the 12th grade is cursory. Students are enrolled in our programs, and this allows them the opportunity to transition into college.
Recently, like really recently, this week, Colorado became part of a multi-state lawsuit to block the Trump administration's decision to end DACA. Is CMC a part of that, or are you involved in that in any way?
Well, we're not at this juncture. No, we're doing what we can to provide leadership in our communities and are obviously monitoring closely all of the other activities in the state and certainly maintaining a close relationship with the Department of Higher Education, who obviously has spoken out against rescinding DACA as well, as have, I can't think of a higher education institution in Colorado that hasn't as well. So we'll continue to monitor that, obviously, and I think there will be continued movement. We obviously know that both of our United States senators have come together to try to be part of a solution around this. So, I'm pleased to see that. And to the extent that we can have a voice at that table, and, I certainly visit with all of our congressional delegation with some regularity, we'll make sure that they're understanding that we have one of the largest populations of DACA students in the state of Colorado. It's important to us, it's important to our communities, and it's important that we have a voice at the table.
Well, Dr. Carrie Hauser, President and CEO of Colorado Mountain College, thank you very much for your work, and thanks for taking the time to chat with me today.
And thanks to the listeners for supporting the college. We are so grateful.